You're listening to The Local Lounge. Have a seat with the DFW local music scene and your host, Zach Killian.
Hello and welcome to The Local Lounge on Talk Radio 1190. I'm your host, Zach Killian, and we're talking anything and everything about the local music scene in North Texas. You can get us on the iHeartMedia app as well by typing in Talk Radio 1190. Valentine's Day is just a few days away. We're finishing up with our two-part series on dating musicians. Tonight we have the Calamity Janes coming in to give us their unique taste on the love scene. And we have the alluring Alyssa.
Oh. Hello.
The courteous Courtney.
Very courteous.
The kinetic Kelly.
Ooh, oh. Electric.
And the amazing Arwen.
I will take that. Amazing is very appropriate.
Ladies doing all right tonight?
Wonderful.
Doing good.
Yes. Now, each of you are wholeheartedly different when it comes to the relationship status on Facebook or whatever social media you're on.
Totally.
So We're getting a wide range of perspectives in this discussion. So what I wanted to start off with is the last relationship you were in or the one you're in currently, How is it going and how are things going with your significant other? Or in the past?
Well, I am very happily dating anything.
Everybody?
Not everybody. I have said no to a couple of people, but...
Girls gotta eat.
Free meals.
Standards.
I do have standards.
They're just very low.
Yes. Which is wholeheartedly not true. My standards are actually appallingly high, and I don't date very often. But I have dated maybe... in the last 2.5 years, maybe 2 guys. And but like, then I get scared and kick them away. I'm like, nope, can't do it. Sorry.
I hear you. I'm the same way when it comes to women.
They're scary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah.
I say that. I'm the one with boobs. I say that. Just
now, you're all musicians here. Is there certain rules when it comes to dating a musician that somebody needs to know about, like conflicting schedules or just...
So that
definitely
cute.
Jealousy issues too.
Yeah, like I mean, I've been dating our pedestal player in our band for over a year now, and like it's weird because when we're actually at a gig, you would never know that we were together. It's not on any of our social media like things because it's really none of like anybody's business really, and especially when we're at a gig. We don't really show that off because it doesn't look bad on us, but we need to appear single.
Oh yeah.
And so like sometimes he does like if a dude is getting a little too handsy or a little too ballsy, he will step in and say something, but 99% of the time he just kind of stays backed off from that, but
just acting like y'all friends.
Yeah, I mean, we were friends before, and we just got really too drunk one time, and whoops,
friends with
happened.
Benefits got a little bit more,
and it did. Yeah,
it's worked out.
It's worked out really well. We still have a pedestal player. It's great. Well,
that's good.
But I mean,
I told her that if he left us because of their drama, that I was going to kick her butt.
Yeah,
like I made it
so
pretty
we
clear.
Just don't have any drama. It's really
well. You could always do like a Fleetwood Mac situation where even if y'all break up, you could still be playing together.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. That's what would happen because I mean he's been part of our band and part of our core group for so long. But I mean with the whole dating thing, like it just I had to learn because he plays with other bands too. That when we're not gigging together, like. That I can't text him, I can't call him, I can't, you know, I have to be...
And you're still learning that, though.
I still am. It is a learning process, even though I'm a musician. I'm at a gig, I don't have my phone out. When he's playing, he doesn't have his phone out most of the time. So he texts or calls me back whenever he can, but learning how to not be like, you didn't answer me for 4 hours, what the heck's going on? But like, and
like, I know
that little
busy.
Jealousy thing, you know, it was hard to learn the balance there, and it's a work. I mean, it's a working thing. You have to like constantly work at this relationship because I have 2 kids and I work a full-time job and we do this.
So you're constantly busy.
So I mean, it's a constant thing. And so he's learned how to be more patient with me having to tend to my children and do like my job and stuff like that. And so he has a radio show too. So he's busier during the day now, which makes it a little easier because now he's not like, what are you doing? Where are you at? We can come back.
Oh, you fully understand.
Yeah, so it's gotten easier, but it definitely has been a lot of work to figure that out, especially dating a musician and being one, because like being one's one thing, but dating one,
that just adds on to it, because
it does.
It's just two different worlds collide.
It really is. And I mean, we've only been doing the music stuff for like 5 years, so this is a new thing for us too. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Do they buy us free drinks all the time? I shouldn't drink them all though, should I? Should I? Yes, no.
I just give him a high five and say thanks.
Or... Yeah. And sometimes I just take the shot from the dude and like go find him and hand it to him. And I'm like, take this. I don't want you drinking it.
Yeah, especially you don't know what people are putting in the drinks.
Exactly. Yeah. And if I get roofied, it'll be bad. He's a big dude. He'll be all right.
Now, what about you, Courtney? You're happily married with kiddos and you're dating, or not dating, you're married to a non-musician.
Better not be dating.
Yeah, right? He's going to be like, excuse
that
me?
Butt.
What?
How different is that in your perspective of just being a musician and being married and having to tend to the children and whatnot?
I mean, you've got, you know, just regular marriage stuff is complicated enough, and then you throw in somebody being a, you know, in a band and traveling and then being a songwriter and doing all this other stuff. You have to be like rock solid and your trust, you know. Yeah. And we have two kiddos, and he's really cool with everything with the band and everything. But we've
very supportive.
We've been doing this for 5 years. And there have been a couple of times where we've had issues where it's like, okay, we need like a date. That would be nice. And, you know, I feel like disconnected from him. He actually works for the state of Texas. He's at the corporate office for TxDOT.
Oh, really?
So he's a really busy guy. Sometimes he works like 12-hour days. And then, you know, sometimes it feels like ships passing in the night, because as soon as I get home, he's, you know, I'm going and he's there.
Going
and
then, in and out.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like he just texted me and he's like, so are you headed home? And I'm like, nope. I've had, this is my second radio interview over today. And then we got a show after this and I'll probably see you about 2 a.m. So.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And so, but he's just kind of, you know, my rock. He's some, I say we're very vanilla. We're kind of boring, just old married people. We've known each other for about 10 years and we've been together for about 9. And so, I mean, we've kind of gone through our whole 7-year itch and, you know, little dramas and BS. And
so
now we're,
you guys know each other.
We are an old married couple. It's, it's, you know.
She's like Betty Homemaker.
See you when I see you.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, he's supportive. He wears our merch and stuff to work, and he'll wear our wristbands and promote
That's
our stuff.
Awesome.
And anytime we're on the radio, he turns it on, and it's cool.
It's good to have support from your significant other, because
it doesn't work otherwise.
That's the one person you look to the most in life.
Right.
Well, and
yeah.
your marriage is going to go away. Like I was married when we started music. I'm no longer married. And
was it because of music?
Partially.
Well, there were some other factors there as well. But being a musician, being gone all the time, allows for the things that were happening to happen, and I would never know about it unless I caught it somehow, you mm-hmm. know? And so there's the situation where your husband's rock solid and works really, really well, you know, and then there's situations like mine where he you know, follows his manhood wherever it wants to go and doesn't have any
less of a rock and more sand.
Yes, he's very fluid.
That was very deep, Kelly.
Thank you. But yeah, so you know, you have to have somebody who is secure and who trusts you and who's patient, because you can't do this with somebody who doesn't trust what you're doing and doesn't.
My second husband was very untrusting, and he would come to my gigs and cause scenes. While we were performing,
really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and that was one of the reasons why we actually split up, is because, sorry, I had to pause for a selfie.
Snapping some photos.
Right? Is because he would come to my gigs and freak out on me and or the person, like even if it was just like a person that I knew that he didn't know, like a guy that would come to our shows. We have a lot of like people that we know that come
characters.
To our, come to our shows all the time, that we've known, that we've gotten to know over time. We've been doing this for a while, and that people who love us, they love us, and they'll come to everything. So he would come to it and be like, well, who is that? And like cause scenes, and I'd be like bawling, trying to sing and trying to deal with him. And
have you ever had to stop a show because of that?
No, but I don't get gawking, just like, oh my God.
There was one show where it was almost like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that, we got divorced. We were married for about 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks and some days. Yeah.
He hit his crazy real well.
Yeah, he did. He hit it very well until like.
Okay, we tied the knot. Now can unveil this.
Oh, basically, it was like surprise.
The first crazy. We got married in July 17th, and the first time I caught the crazy was July 4th at a thing we were doing with the kids, And then I was like, yo, I think he's batshit. He hit his crazy very well. And it got to the point where he would tell me things like, I know that guy likes you. He bought you a drink. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, even if he does not mean that I like him. If I'm nice to him and like, hi, how are you? It got to where I was afraid to talk to the people that came to see us because of how he would act. And so it didn't work out well.
So don't.
The trust factor wasn't there for him.
Basically, have a screening process for who you're dating. Are you going to be jealous of people?
Let your sisters screen them for you.
My sisters, we all like.
We will interrogate you. We are better than an FBI team.
A four-person application process.
Yes.
Basically, we do not at all like discriminate on how we question people.
I will get up in their face and be like, so.
What are your intentions?
Yeah. I will scare a man off very crazy for them.
Get that dead eye stare. That's how you do it.
But you know, like, I feel like if you're clingy, needy, possessive, jealous, you have no business dating a musician at all. Because there's a lot of people who cannot handle the attention that comes with it. Because in all honesty, there is a lot of attention that comes with it. We went to the Steamboat Music Festival and people were stopping to take pictures with us, hugging us, holding hands, you know, wanting to, they were very hands on with us. And, you know, like last year we were in the, in one of the ballrooms and people just kept taking pictures with us. We weren't even performing, but we were just there. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. That people just, and
that was wild. That was kind of like one of the first experiences we had had with that. And it was like, oh, it felt special.
Yeah. And it was what I thought was really funny though, was coming back to reality after that. Cause kind of being at Steamboat Music Festival is like a fish in a barrel experience. Like those are all Texas country music fans who listen to the radio, who buy
people
stuff.
People that genuinely want to hear this music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they love your stuff. And a lot of them are fans. And so, you know, you'll be walking down the hall and people are like, Calamity Jane, oh my God, and high-fiving you and stopping and taking pictures. But then you come back to real life where you have to deal.
And you're in Walmart and it's like, no one asked to take my pictures. I almost cried the first day I was back at Walmart. I was like,
back to life.
Except for that one person that posted your photo on that, you know, on that website, People of Walmart.
Did I finally make it on People of Walmart? Life goal.
Yes.
Well, let's see if they make it. We got to go to commercial break real quick.
Cool.
But we will continue about overcoming jealousy, and we're going to talk about y'all's music too.
Cool.
And any advice you have to give to people that want to like date a musician, what would you tell them, the quirks that comes with it? But anyways, we'll be back on the Local Lounge with the Calamity Janes on Talk Radio 1190. We don't care what you want to.
Four, four, three, two, one, one. It's time for fun with your host, Zach Killian.
Yeah, I mean, you have a good radio. My boyfriend does a radio show every day from 11 to 1, so I'm like, it's funny because he'll be sitting there and he's like, where in the world above it? And I'm like, you got your radio. Like, it's funny to hear it. I'm like, say that in your radio voice.
Yeah, Will's got a good radio voice. He does it for
I try every now and then.
Kelly, are you going to talk about any at all? Yeah?
Well, you know.
You got a different perspective, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you really do.
He does.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to try her.
We want to hear. We want to hear you weigh in.
Ladies dating ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Dating ladies.
No, actually, on the first part of the series, I had two women call in. And they're both single, and they're both like, I'll date anybody, I'm bisexual, and they're both like, you are? Well, can you give me your number and your Facebook?
What?
So I hooked two women up.
The love of
like, yes. A little match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match.
Wow. That was a good harmony right there.
And nailed it.
That was pretty good.
We do that all the time. Like,
it's actually.
What?
It's pretty funny.
What gets me is...
Is he giggling at us?
Did you hear the...
What?
No.
Play it again.
Yeah! Alyssa, do you remember when Gavin was little and used to do that?
Yeah, my 11-year-old. Okay, right now we're in a Snoop Dogg phase. Like, every day before school. Yeah, every day before school, we have to listen to Smoke Weed Every Day. And I'm like, please...
Great.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Is it really the edited one?
Yes, it's the edited one. Really? What kind of mother do you think I am? But anyways, I was like, I'm going to play y'all a Snoop Dogg song you have never heard. And I put on Chitty Chitty. And it starts playing. And my 11-year-old rapper doesn't miss a word. And I'm like,
He's been hanging out doing wood rat stuff with his friends.
I do wood rat stuff with
my friends. Let's intro with that.
Please.
Top dog by the mall. Yeah, I'm burning it up. I mean, every morning we have to listen to this. On the way to school. And he
really?
That's his hype music.
Hey, yeah. Zach, you're going to have some excellent B-roll.
Yes, this is great. Oh, you're still recording?
Oh, I haven't turned it off yet.
Sometimes our stuff that's not on the radio, like that just our talking and stuff, is way funnier than anything that we do on the radio.
That's why we leave it. That's why I keep it recording.
Yeah. That's why I never turn it off.
Yes. I like what you're doing back there, sir. Keep it up.
I'm trying.
You keep it.
The B-roll.
The B-roll. I like that.
The brawl.
We'll definitely post this on Zaboy's Media Network.
Of course.
Everything included.
Or a thing.
The what?
We're connected to Zaboy's Media Network. It's Will and a couple of his friends have a online podcast site.
Cool.
That we post this on as well.
Yeah, cool.
So we'll have that posted on there so you guys can listen to it whenever you want once the show is aired.
Yeah, just share the link with us. Yeah.
Sweet. Definitely.
Sure it. Just share that. Sure that.
Did you have a stroke?
Oh, I'm definitely sure that.
My sister. She is so weird.
I was like, do you smell almonds? Let me look at your face. Sorry.
Do I look normal?
Both eyes open?
No,
how about you?
Give her vodka fast.
Right? When I got to Kelly's house today, she was like, here.
I had her vodka Kelly? Red Bull ready on the table.
Aww, it was delicious. So she's a friend. I was a friend in need.
Sounds good.
That traffic and me like twitching.
I knew it would. I told Kelly whenever we were waiting outside, I was like, I bet you she is a hot mess from this traffic. And Kelly was like, yes, I gave her a vodka drink when she got to my apartment. I was like, yeah.
We semi-charted a whole song in like 40 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Have you heard it yet?
That you sang? Uh-huh. I was like,
gow. It sounds great.
I haven't heard. I heard the one that she sang.
I heard it
yesterday.
On Kelly's phone.
We recorded it. We got a little riff action to it. A little structure.
Some I
chords.
Like riffs.
Some chordals.
Hayes Carol Strum.
Mm-hmm. You ladies ready to go back on air?
Yeah.
Well, recorded air, but it's still going to go on the air. Let's go. Yeah, we back to it, baby. Local Lounge on Talk Radio 1190. Your host, Zach Killian here. We're on Talk Radio 1190. I heard media. Just type that in, baby.
You almost sound like the ladies' man.
Yeah.
Leon Phelps.
Leon Phelps.
The ladies' man.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. I don't know why I went Austin Powers there, but we're back. Talk Radio 1190, Local Lounge. We got the Calamity Janes in. We're talking about relationships. And aren't they just wonderful?
Feelings.
Now, we said we were getting four different people's perspectives. Kelly, let's get a little bit of your mind out there about relationships for musicians.
Well, guys, I want to tell you a story about this morning.
Brown chicken, brown cat.
It's going to be good.
So I woke up. The sun was streaming into my room. I was, did a little nice leisurely stretch, and I rolled over to that bulge in my bed, and it was my dirty laundry.
That's hot.
I slept with a pile of laundry on my bed for like a week and a half because I didn't have time to do laundry. It's all clean.
I did it because I was
that is me every day.
Oh, yeah.
Or when you're not special, everyone does that. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I did it because I was lonely.
My cat makes its a temporary bed with all my clothes everywhere.
Oh, that means your cat loves you.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's who I have for Valentine's Day. Will the maestro.
We're very happy together. They're very happy.
Now, so if somebody's trying to get in a relationship with you,
right.
How would they go about it?
Good
like
luck.
You're at a show and they're trying to hook up.
Good luck.
Not hook up as in bring you to the hotel room. Let's
Which
have
would
some
not
drinks.
Happen.
Actual relationship, ladies. Making bonds. How would they go about the first
I personally word. Stopped giving out my phone number a long time ago. I simply leave them my P.O. box number.
Do you really?
No.
Oh, I was like, wow.
I like what this one does. This one will give.
When I it, give out guys
gives
her phone
number.
Oh. Because honestly, she usually hands me her phone. It's like, hey, hold this. I'm going to go dance. So I'm stuck holding her phone anyways.
It's like that.
Well, and nowadays, you give somebody your number. And they're like, let me call it real quick to make sure it's you. So it's hard to give somebody a fake number. So if I have two phones in my hand and they call it and one of them rings, I'm like,
you don't
see,
know.
Look.
There we go.
They don't know.
You're the matchmaker over here.
A couple of weeks ago, I gave a really creepy guy at the bar Alyssa's
phone number.
And I
How'd that go over?
I never answer phone calls anyway.
But then I gave his friend my real phone number because his friend was really hot, and I just wasn't into that one at all. And I felt kind of bad about it, and he was like, he said something. He was like, call me from your phone. And I was like, oh, no, I already saved it into your phone. And then his friend was like, is this your real phone number? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, all right, cool. And he, like, called me immediately, like, they left the bar, and he called me, but I didn't answer because I was like, I'm not.
Bitch.
Yes, that is not far off.
Bit of advice you could do is there's a certain phone number. I'd have to Google it, but if you type in the phone number, it's like Red Cross, and they automatically go to your phone company and make you donate $5.
No.
So you can try that whenever you get a creepy guy trying to get you.
I love it.
And you're helping people. I mean, win-win.
Win-win
I
situation.
Have a heart of gold. Look.
I'm making other people pay money. That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, like, trying to approach us at shows is kind of like trying to approach us at work. You know, because that's really how I view what we do. You know, it's something that I want to be a career for us. So I want my, you know, I treat it like a job. Yeah, I mean, we drink some on stage and stuff, but
that's a part of the job. For
yeah, it is. And, you know, you don't get dumb on stage. You don't get stupid drunk where you can't sing. No. I mean, Alyssa sometimes, but
I did.
It's because she's skinny.
Okay, after New Year's Eve, I'm not doing that anymore. I kissed an 85-year-old man on the mouth.
She did.
He was sweet as pie, though. He was a very nice old man.
Okay,
he was so,
cute.
He was so cute.
And it wasn't any tongue or anything. It was just a New Year's peck.
Yeah.
Typical white person.
Yup. Yup. Yes.
Can I start calling you Auld Lang Syne then?
Yes. What's up, Auld Lang?
I ain't calling you a gold digger.
I'm not at all. I would feel bad.
But
I'd
yeah.
be like, oh, I'll take your money back.
It's a return investment.
An ROI. No, but yeah, I mean, for real, like trying to approach a musician while they're at a job or, you know, trying to get their attention, there are moments, you know, that you can do that, you know, but whenever we're...
if you're coming off stage and someone rushes up to say, hey, what are you doing or something?
That does happen quite a lot, that we come off stage and people are like, hey, great job. Let me buy you a drink and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That happens quite a lot. And most of the time, for at least for me, I'm like, thanks, take my drink and go.
Yeah, that's about what I do too. And a lot of the times, like, I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to go back to work. And I mean, because we treat this as a job, so it's
fun. It's a very fun job.
As a quick show edit, so we've got Arwen, Alyssa, and Courtney, our singers. I'm a bass player.
Yeah, nobody buys
drinks. Nobody typically knows I'm there. So if you see a bass player, buy them a drink,
yes.
give them your number,
please.
Boost their ego.
Hit on them.
Hit on them.
The foundation of a band. That's awesome. Right?
Yeah, it feels
it's
great to be
tumor.
The
foundation.
But I keep growing.
I just keep growing. But this is true. Like, I would be more impressed with somebody who bought my band a shot. As opposed to us.
A round of shots for the group.
Yeah, because that's like way cooler than just buying stuff for us, because we get it all the time, you know, and acknowledge the fact that they're so much more.
Yeah, they're really working back there.
You know, and we're really lucky to play with a really great group of people and freaking amazing. Like, I don't worry about anything on stage, but buy them drinks, damn it. Like, don't just let them, like...
They need to be hit on, too.
Except for our pedal steel player. Back off.
Can I start hitting on the pedal steel player?
Please. You do.
Throw him for a loop.
You hit on him, yes.
He would know what to do.
I think he would know exactly what to do.
He's a pervy.
I was like, Arwen, yes, he would. He's a little pervy old man.
Hello, what have we here?
That line, I'm going
to
use that tonight at the bar.
I feel like he needs to walk around behind us with just like that, like all that stuff.
Just a soundboard.
Just a soundboard so you can just like.
Give us.
Yes.
I'd be like Gene from Bob's Burgers.
Oh my God, I was going to say that. I was so going to say that. He's got his little keyboard and he's
guitar,
like, doot, doot.
Just for that.
A guitar. That's exactly how I'm going to use. That's the line I'm going to use tonight at the bar. Let's see how many guys I can creep out.
Hello, what have we here?
Yep, it's going to work. I'm going to have so many boyfriends at the end of tonight. It's going to be great.
Are you going to shoot for a personal score tonight?
10.
How many boyfriends? Ooh, 10. Going for 10 boyfriends.
PR.
They
PR.
It's my personal record.
Are you going to do a bachelor thing where one of them gets the rose?
Yep.
Oh, we can find the creepy but person that's always passing out the roses, and I'll buy some, and then we'll have a little ceremony. You know, oh, I got it all in my head.
You know what would be hilarious to do, though, for real, would be to, like, randomly during the show hand out roses to guys.
Can we be like, this is our Valentine's Day,
you know what? If we have a Valentine's show, we need to, like, go to Walmart and buy some, like, fake engagement rings and, like, put them in some, like, random
some
drinks.
Oh,
and, and, like, buy them, like, you know, and pass them out to random chicks and wash their faces. Can we please do that?
I vote
do
yes.
Do it during your show.
Yeah.
Have someone just randomly tink them in and just watch
and, like,
the
find out the chick's going to, like, dedicate a song to her. And then she's, oh, my God, I have it all in my head. Let's
and
go.
This is to this wonderful couple. And just start playing.
Congratulations. Congratulations,
watch the guys.
Guys
just light up.
Watch him sweat. That is terrible. Oh, my God.
We for a week.
We are diabolical. Completely.
We are evil people.
Well, that's probably why, you know, 2/3 of us are single.
So married. Hanging on.
Courtney's the last hope.
She is. She's our last hope for any normalcy.
You know what, though? We had this discussion the other day in my house. It's really because no one else would put up with our crap. So it's really like we know each other's weird quirks.
Yes.
Like my husband, if you look in our closet, like I'm lucky if my stuff makes it on the hanger. His stuff is very like, you know, button downs here,
organized.
Polos here, T-shirts here, crappy T-shirts, like collector's T-shirt. It's a system. And then like his socks, he has a very specific way. And I'm really weird about certain stuff, too.
So
we've just
yin
decided
and yang of order and chaos.
We're total opposites. And so far it works. We haven't killed each other yet, but nobody else would put up with us, so that's basically...
That's going to make me horny.
I know.
I like the way you fold your
that's
socks.
That's real girl. Romantic.
Come here, boy. I like how you fold your socks.
Yeah. I'm boring, so...
Well, it's because we have kids. I mean, like, honestly, my life is organized chaos.
My life
chaotic.
Is just straight up chaotic.
See, and I have to have it organized. I can't, because if I don't know where the kids are, I'm like, oh, wow.
Did I lose
have
one?
You seen them? I don't know. Have you seen them?
Turns out there's
well,
that
to have
giant
a healthy
pile of
a
dirty clothes on the bed.
I don't have dirty clothes. Woman, they're clean. They just go from the bed to the dresser, back to the bed. Every day.
Are they worn in between?
No, not really.
Oh, that explains your wardrobe choices.
Yeah.
Yep. We're getting close to the end of the show. Before it gets to end, I wanted to play a sample of y'all's music. You guys said you wanted to play Middle Sister.
Yeah, that's our current radio single. It's actually about my first divorce.
About your first divorce.
Yes. Well, I beat up a girl in my front yard because I found out she was cheating on me, or my husband was cheating on me with her. And
wow.
She was at my house sleeping on my couch when I came home one day.
That's not creepy at all.
No. So I beat her up in the front yard with a Starbucks mug.
Wow.
Yeah.
She did that.
With the Starbucks mug.
I know. I was really sad because I broke my Starbucks mug on her face. And I was like, oh, God dang it, that's my favorite one. She sat in her car for 3 hours. And I was like, you get out of your car one time. And anyways, and she got out of her car.
She said she was
going to
whoop that booty. That's what
I
she
did.
Said.
I edited it.
No, you didn't.
A 3D edit.
He's got buttons. So.
Yeah. But the show's getting close to the end. Is there anything else y'all want to say? What I wanted to bring out was your music. Is there anything coming up? So if people want to hear y'all's music live, where could they hear you?
Oh, man, we're going to be all over the place. Tonight, in fact. Remember,
this isn't air until tomorrow.
Last night, we were at Filthy McNasty's. We're going to be on the Ranch Roadhouse on Sunday night, which is
the Sunday send-off with Ben Ryan.
Yeah, with Ben Ryan. Then, let me see.
Oasis.
Oasis
next weekend, Friday, we're at Lola's Trailer Park.
That's
or is it Saturday?
That's 2 weeks from now. So we're going to be at Oasis Midlothian next weekend on the 18th. The 24th, we're going to be at Lola's Trailer Park. The 25th, we are going to be somewhere else.
In Italy, Texas.
The thriving metropolis of Italy, Texas. Then March 4th, we're going to be in Gale, Texas, and everything's on our website, thecalamityjanes.com. You can see all of our shows from now until Christmas.
Definitely hit up that website. And is there any music they can purvey to purchase or anything?
Yeah.
Our EP, Roots and Wings, is available for purchase on iTunes and Google Play, and there's links on our website for that.
Sweet. Well, we'll play some music to go out on. Well, thanks, ladies, for coming in, giving us some of your spin on the crazy world that is relationships for musicians.
Oh, God.
And
just know it's not.
In general.
It's worth it. It really is worth it. Like,
and
if
bless
you find
your
somebody,
heart.
If you find somebody that is a musician to date, it's very much worth it. I think
musicians are great in bed. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, no
we are.
Freak flag fly.
Well, until next time, this is the Local Lounge Talk Radio 1190 with the Calamity Janes.
We don't care what you want to.
I'm Victor.
I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Juddy.
And we are
Steady Baby.
And you're listening to
The Local Lounge.
Go. I'm going to record one more thing. I'm going to do a liner.
Cool.
My face looks scared.
So basically, just be like, we're the Calamity Janes. You're listening to The Local Lounge on Talk Radio 1190.
Okay. You want to do We're the Calamity Janes together, and then like you can do You're listening to Talk Radio.
We're listening to The Local Lounge.
Local Lounge.
And then let Courtney do.
She could do Talk Radio. I'll do 1190.
Okay. Okay.
So We're the Calamity Janes.
You can do some bass in the
background. Okay, what am I saying?
We're going to do We're the Calamity Janes all together.
Kelly, you're going to be included in that.
Oh,
okay.
You can talk in it, too.
They're the sisters.
The bass deserves to be in there, too.
Yes, she does. We're all about that bass.
Arwen.
No trouble.
Are we doing it?
Okay, so let's do all... let's do We're the Calamity Janes.
Are you recording right now? Okay.
Okay, so we'll do all three of us. We're the Calamity Janes. And you're listening to... How about you say, and you're listening to... And I'll say The Local Lounge...
On
Local Lounge. Do I say on or do you say on? On. I'll say on. I'll say The Local Lounge on.
Talk Radio on 1190 AM. Local Lounge Talk Radio on 1190 AM.
Is that right?
You're pretty. Yeah.
Okay. I am pretty. Thanks. And humble.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay. What do I say?
And you're listening to.
Okay. And we have this all worked out, Kelly. Damn.
Oh, okay. Are you ready?
One.
We're the Calamity Janes.
And you're listening to
The Local Lounge.
Talk Radio.
On 1190 AM.
Close.
Let's do one more take.
Talk Radio 1190 AM.
Oh. 1190 AM.
Talk Radio on. You said Talk Radio on 1190.
Oh, Talk Radio 1190. Okay.
So, Courtney, say on.
On Talk Radio.
Okay, yes. Let's do it again.
Local Lounge. Hi. On Talk Radio. Perfect.
Hey, y'all are pretty.
Usually it takes people like 7 tries before they get stuff.
We've done
a couple radio tours.
A couple radio tours under a belt when you're really hungover or like not slept at all.
What do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say? Okay, let's do this.
Radio voice, go.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. One, two. She's got sassy red hair, lots of wild tattoos, doing all the things. Feels a sin coming on, like some feel the rain is about to roll in.